Day Today's Karen Grigsby Bates is here with a story about a neo-Nazi hate crime that inspired a new book.
Alex, in 1988, Ethiopian immigrant Mulugeta Sarah was coming home from a party in Portland with two friends, and they got into an argument with three skinheads in another car over, of all things, yielding the right of way while the Ethiopians were dropping off one of their friends. The words eventually turned into a brawl, and Sarah was beaten to death by skinheads wielding a baseball bat.
So this is a hate crime?
Well, that or just a drunken brawl gone bad, although race was a factor. Eleanor Langer, who's the author of a new book, 100 Little Hitlers, investigated the case, and she says she found something way bigger than that single murder.
I had originally started out simply to cover the skinhead trial for The Nation, and I started to talk to skinheads then, and I found them in the throes of the beginning stages of a political movement. I found them to be surprisingly politically conscious. I found them to be people who were educating themselves in racism, and gradually I began to find that there were a lot of them. It was a widespread phenomenon in Portland. But when the trial never happened, I had converted this article into a survey of the national neo-Nazi movement. And what I found was that what was happening in Portland was happening elsewhere, and what was happening on the youth level was also happening on an adult level.
So see, this turned out to be a complicated business. The three neo-Nazis accused of killing Mulugeta Sarah pled guilty before the trial, so that made a criminal trial moot. But white supremacist leader Tom Metzger was tried in civil court. Morris Dees, a longtime hate crimes adversary from the Southern Poverty Law Center in Birmingham, Alabama, successfully sued Metzger, who wasn't actually in Portland when Sarah was killed. But Dees said Metzger sent an agitator agent to Portland, and Langer talked with Metzger for her book. Here's how she describes him.
Tom Metzger was eager to talk with me because he had read the Nation article and he found it fair. So he was willing to talk with me, but it would be more accurate to say that Tom Metzger is willing to talk with anybody. Mm. He is a relaxed, outgoing person who likes to talk. He particularly likes to talk about himself, but he also likes to talk about his ideas. And he cooperated fully with this book.
So she says even though Metzger was found guilty, that verdict raised more questions than it answered.
My findings were clear that the skinhead movement in Portland was a grassroots movement. The implication of the trial was that it was a movement created by an outside agitator who came in from California and corrupted our poor Oregon children. I think it's a distortion for people to understand the killing as the outgrowth of an outside agitator. I think it leads to a misrepresentation of the movement with too much emphasis on leaders and not enough on the sort of appeal of the basic ideas. But secondly, I was concerned about the trial from a civil liberties point of view. Now, the lawyers who were responsible for the trial and who, I have to say, did a brilliant job of making their case will say that it was not a civil liberties trial, it was not a First Amendment trial. Tom Metzger was tried for the act of his agent. And I think, in effect, they were really getting Tom Metzger for his long-term role as propagandist.
So Alex Langer says she wants people to know what she learned from her book.
I would like people to understand that these other characters, these other forces, if you will, are really out there and that they are anywhere. They're as close as these people were to me. They're at every level of society, from every socioeconomic bracket, and really from every psychological point of view. There are people who hold the ideas that are profoundly associated with Nazism. You can think of it as a variant on American racism. You can think of it as a fusion with old-fashioned American white supremacy, which was certainly bad enough, but they've come together in a kind of new ideological framework that is spread through a lot of different kind of organizations and a lot of different levels of society.
Eleanor Langer's book, again, is called 100 Little Hitlers.
Karen, she almost sounds as though she comes out of this really sympathetic to these neo-Nazis.
Well, you know, it's weird, and I said that to her too, Alex, and she said actually she wasn't, but they are very, some of them, like Metzger, very charismatic and very compelling, and so she wanted readers to understand that charisma.
Okay, good. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates with a day-to-day interview.